The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. In this classic sermon, James challenges you to live by the Word of God.
I can't talk the Word of God into you. I can't talk faith into you. You've got to come to the place that you lay down every idol and every tradition and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you come after the Word of God with your whole heart, because Moses said in truth, this is not an idle word for you, this is your life.
Making the Word of God the priority in your life, next.
I want to welcome you to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. In a few minutes, you're going to go back right at 30 years. You won't be sorry. You're going to hear a message on unity. I would say to you, if you wanted to get it, you go back and watch it day before yesterday, the first part. You know what would probably be interesting if you could bring the two together some way, capture them. It'd be great to play them in Bible studies. It'd be great to play the message in churches to hold congregations. I think you'll find they'll listen. Because you're hearing a message God put in a young evangelist whose life had just been turned inside out, experiencing an awesome ministry for so many years already, with huge crowds everywhere, incredible results. But God did something in my life. That really, it was like a shot heard around the world about spiritual reality, about gifts, the power of the Holy Spirit, the importance of unity. We're going to join that message, preached in the convention center in Anaheim, California. Many church leaders there, many national leaders there, cabinet members. We're going to join the message. And by the way, I want to invite you to make plans now, the 18th through the 20th of July, to come and be with us in a great awakening conference like this, Awaken Now. It's our 50th anniversary conference. Some of the greatest speakers and communicators anointed of God in the world are going to be speaking at that conference. Go to lifetoday.org, go to the Awaken Now conference. You must pre-register. And we want you to eat with us. It's a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. I will be preaching. Others will be preaching. We joined that message now nearly 30 years ago. I think you'll be glad.
Recently, God gave me a vision, and He told me to share it with you. I didn't see it clearly. I saw it in a shadow. I saw Jesus giving gifts to His church, beautiful grace gifts. They were sign gifts. They were ministry gifts. And as He gave these beautiful gifts to the church, I saw a great part of the church standing over to the side, ridiculing the gift. Mocking them, making fun of them, belittling them. And I thought, oh, God. And then I saw what I considered an equally shocking picture. I saw other people receiving the gifts gladly. And then I saw them take the gift and put it under their arm like a little trophy. And I saw them carry their gift across the room like a little prize. And then I saw them take their gift and put it on a pedestal. And then I saw them bow down and begin to worship the gift. And I looked across the room, and Jesus was weeping and weeping and weeping. And He says, my church, It is impossible, impossible to have a New Testament church without the receiving of and the releasing of all spiritual gifts. Do not applaud. It is impossible for a believer and the body to move in power and wisdom and knowledge without all spiritual gifts operating in the unction of the Holy Spirit. It is also equally impossible for spiritual gifts to operate with idolatry toward those gifts. Much of the church today worships the gift of preaching. If a man can preach, the people follow him. They go after the gift. That's been one of the greatest sins of idolatry among the people I've ministered to in the circles I've ministered. They idolized preaching. Many have gone after the gift of teaching with notebooks and recorders and all paraphernalia. They go after teaching. And many have gone with equal zeal after the gift of tongues. How many miss the anointing of the Holy Spirit trying to get what someone else has magnified? I do not find in my Bible the command to seek gifts. Desire them? Yes. Need them? Receive them? Absolutely. Seek them? No. Seek the Lord. Pursue love. Pursue God. And He gives gifts. How many live in absolute disappointment because they've been trained to go after what someone else has rather than what the Spirit does? Listen, folks, seek the Lord. The issue must never be what He does, but who He is, or He won't do what He does. You know what He showed me? He said it's a wicked, perverse generation that seeks after signs and wonders. He said, you follow the Word, preach the Word, do the Word, and signs follow. Don't follow signs. Follow the Word. Signs follow the Word. If you follow signs, you miss the Word. Listen, when the people murmured against God and the fiery serpents bit them, God said, as a sign, raise up a brazen serpent on a pole. When the people look as a token and expression of faith, they will live. God gave them the sign. Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. We look to Him and live. Do you know what Israel did with that gift? Do you know what they did with that sign? God gave it to them. They began to worship the snake on the pole. And so does the church. Time and again, we're drawn aside. This is what has divided us. Listen, folks. If you really are born of the Spirit, you'll recognize the things of the Spirit. And I want to tell you, the merchandising of gifts has done as much to hinder the acceptance of gifts as unbelief has. The magnification of gifts. We've got to receive them. Do you know what I have found with people who've had these beautiful, beautiful, deep experiences of the Holy Spirit? I mean, where it's God and not flesh. There is a difference. You know what I found? It is so intimate and so sacred. It's like a marriage relationship. It is precious. Between them and the Lord, it is so real and so sacred. They wouldn't dare exploit it. Merchandise. Who does this? The enemy. The enemy wants to magnify everything but Jesus. The enemy wants to bring us into captivity. The enemy wants to deceive us. The enemy wants to defeat us. The enemy wants to divide us. The enemy wants to destroy us. The enemy wants to disease your body. And I want to tell you, once the enemy gets in, you may think he's coming to entertain you, but when he's in there, he does his destructive work too. Many of you have oftentimes invited the evil one to come and minister to your flesh, not even knowing what was happening. And he ministered to you. He ministered to your flesh, and he built a campground in your life, a stronghold, a fortress. And I want to tell you that for every one of you that have ever been set free, every one of you that have ever been healed, everyone here that's ever been blessed of God, from the moment you got that freedom, from the moment you got that blessing, the enemy, the prince of the powers of the air, the ruler of this present age and world, came to take back that which God blessed you with and to take you back into captivity. As surely as Pharaoh came after the people of God when he had turned them loose, he's coming after you to take away your healing, to take away your liberty, to take away your freedom, your deliverance, your life, and your spiritual power. And you know how he does it? He snatches away the word from your heart. He causes affliction and persecution because of the word to cause this word to be set aside. He causes the worries of the world, the cares for other things, and the deceitfulness of riches to snatch the word of God from your heart. Many of you who've come to this conference have been blessed. If you've been blessed at all, it has been because you have heard the living word of God, and the word has ministered to you. Now listen closely. If you're going to walk in that freedom, you're not going to live by bread alone. You're not going to live by what you see and taste and smell and sense. You're going to live by the word of God in spite of what you see, hear, taste, and sense. You're going to let the word of God prevail over any other symptom that comes in your life. Now, folks, listen to me. I can't talk the word of God into you. I can't talk faith into you. You've got to come to the place that you lay down every idol and every tradition and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you come after the word of God with your whole heart, because Moses said in truth, this is not an idle word for you. This is your life. This is your life. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. I want to see you walk out of here full of the life of God. I don't want to see you go out of here pumped up because of a convention atmosphere. I want to see you go out of here with your eyes on Jesus to feed on the word of God. I want to see you diligently, diligently pursuing the word of God. If you don't do it, if you don't do it, you cannot, you absolutely cannot overcome the world. This word must be more thrilling and more exciting. Going to it for food, going to it for life, going to it for bread, going to it for water, going to it for ministry. This word must consume you, or your flesh will be consumed. Few are the people who really live by this word. Most live by sight. I want to see you live by the word. I want to see you free. I want to see you walking in fullness. I want to see you committed to live by the word. Now that's the commitment I believe the Lord wants you to make tonight. Lay down every idol, every tradition. Refuse ever again to follow men. Hold those anointed of God in high esteem for the work's sake. Thank God for those who labor among you with the compassion of Christ. But do not follow men. The Holy Spirit is your only teacher. Men cannot teach you. The Holy Spirit can teach you through men, but men must not be your source. Denominations, church organizations, church buildings, church groups, prayer groups and fellowships, and individuals must not be your source. The source is the Holy Spirit. He guides you to all truth. No other person can guide you to truth. You receive life and truth only. Only through the Holy Spirit.
And that was true 30 years ago, and it is certainly true today. Father, I pray you bless the word, your word. You have promised to do it. And I pray today, even now, as people have listened, that you have captured their heart, that you have captivated them, and that you will release your love and your power through them to a world dying, groping in darkness and deception. in Jesus' name. That message was on spiritual unity, walking in the power of the Spirit as a family of faith of believers, to literally express the heart of God and put His arms around a world filled with pain, sorrow, emptiness, deceived and defeated, and lift them up into the presence of the only one who can lighten their load, who can direct their steps, who can give them the life their heart longs for. I'm glad that you have chosen to watch Life Today. Encourage your friends to go to Life Today and watch the message on spiritual unity. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary in ministry. The last 25 years, we've been supporting mission work all over the world, ministering to people, ministering to leaders around the world, ministering in conferences, winning more people to Christ than at ever any time, even up to that time you watched us preaching there, when we were preaching to coliseums and stadiums filled everywhere. God has so beautifully directed what's going on, but He's also led us to share some of those precious memories when God began to awaken people and good things happened. It needs to happen again. That's why, again, I encourage you to come be with us at the Awaken Now Conference this summer in July. I'm telling you, the way to correct the course is for hearts and minds to be turned to God and to get understanding of the times. Our answers are never political, but the right answers affect everything, including the political, business, economics, everything. And we must get right with God, and we need to come to God together. What our viewers have found over the years, and I thank you for this, you have found the joy of serving others. You have found the great joy of giving life, not giving to get, giving to give. When we're blessed in any way to be able to share that blessing in some way to bless others, it just releases life in us. I've never experienced any greater joy than reaching out and touching someone in need with God's love. It's what everyone needs to do. I want you to look right now, and during our mission feeding emphasis, when twice a year we ask you to help us save the lives of precious families and children who are literally starving, malnourished, and right now in a serious drought in parts of Africa, without help and without increasing our mission efforts in some areas, many will die. 2 million right now in certain areas are facing starvation. Watch closely.
After months of an exceptionally long dry season, a severe drought is threatening Angola's already modest food production. Rainfall has been so scarce that African officials are calling it the worst drought in years, with nearly 2 million people affected by this natural disaster. These freshly dug graves are a grim reminder that children suffer the most when land that once produced food crops has turned barren. Families struggle to grow food in their villages, but sadly, it's a losing battle because the parched land cannot yield enough crops. Mothers will feed their children roots and leaves in a desperate attempt to keep them from starving to death. Over 500,000 children in the hardest hit areas are suffering from malnutrition, with the situation growing worse by the day. As the drought lingers on, rural clinics are filled with grieving mothers, helplessly watching their children suffer. And the reality is that while waiting for the rain to return, thousands of children may die. The solution is simple: a daily bowl of food. Mission feeding is their only hope.
Well, you see the long lines waiting to get a bowl like this. Some of them already have the bowls, because once they come to the feeding area, we'll give them the bowl, and you can't believe how they treasure it and take care of it. I saw quite a few bowls stacked there too, because that means more children were coming in that day. And that particular line that you were watching was in an area where we've already established the feeding center. There are more coming to those areas now because of the devastating effects of the drought. So the numbers are being added. There are 400,000 in the already established centers. where we're turning it around for those children, giving them a future. You're going to see children that were dying. A year later, you're going to see what they look like now, even in the following days. You're going to see that. The miracle of what love does in mission feeding. You see this beautiful bowl that was literally created and designed. It's heat resistant. It has lines in it that tell you how much you give in various areas based upon the need or the amount that will enable us to reach the end of the line and not run out. In the bottom, it says life. That's what we're giving them. The bowl is useless without something in it. So when we come to you and we ask you to give to mission feeding, we're asking you to give the food, the wonderful porridge mix that is specially designed for the nutritional needs of an area. So you're giving us what we put in the boat, what the missionaries give. You're making it possible. You keep the mission workers in place. And there are thousands of them in place. And interestingly, and you'll even hear from our mission overseers, how many of those who are now working in the mission outreaches were 20 years ago children who were dying. Now they got a new future, a new life. They went to school where we established school feeding. That school feeding program has now gone all over the world with the World Food Bank. The example that was started by those missionaries of how you get the kids to come to school in the impoverished areas. You give them food there, and they'll show up more frequently, and they'll get an education. So see, missionaries are continually inspiring and teaching. They can't do it without the ability to do it. And the great works that transform lives are always found where there's a compassion connection, where the missionary with a heart for what they're called to do is involved. You don't just throw money at a need. You get directly involved with it, but you can't do it with empty hands or empty bowls. Would you dial that number right now, please? Whatever you're doing, move to the phone or go online, go to your computer, your laptop, lifetoday.org, make a gift, or dial the number and say, today, I know you'd pray with me if I had a broken heart. I know that. You'd pray for me if I had a need. But today I'm calling because I want to make a gift of life. If you can possibly give $1,000, we're going to send you the beautiful 50th anniversary commemorative bronze, Brotherly Love, an older brother feeding his little brother, giving life. You'll give a gift of $1,000 or more. It'll be doubled immediately. If you can possibly give a gift of $100, it'll be doubled from 10 children to 20 children. It'll be doubled to 200 because of the matching gift. We'll send you the Family Reading Bible and the devotional. For any gift, we're sending you the devotion book, A Good Word for a Great Day. We send gifts to bless you, to say thank you for blessing others and giving them life. Would you go to the phone or go online right now and make the gift God put on your heart? Please make the best gift you can and know it will be matched. It will be doubled.
At this very moment, children are drawing what could be their last breath, struggling to stay alive due to severe hunger. You can help stop the cycle of death. You can help save a child's life. In addition to the 400,000 children already in our feeding program throughout Africa, we must immediately provide for an additional 25,000 children in the hardest hit areas of drought. As an answer to prayer, a group of Life's Friends have set a $500,000 matching challenge for mission feeding. This means your gift today can have a double impact. $30 to help feed three children can be double to impact six children. $50 to help feed five children can be double to help save 10 children. And $100 for 10 children can be double to help feed and introduce Jesus to 20 children. As a thank you, we would like to send you A Good Word for a Great Day, a 365-day devotional providing a word of inspiration and promise for each new day. With your double impact gift of $100 to help save the lives of 20 children, you may request the Family Reading Bible to help engage your children and grandchildren in God's Word. Finally, please consider a double impact gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 200 children. And you may also request the 50th anniversary commemorative bronze, Brotherly Love. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, here are two children at school.
This little guy's got the United States flag on. I want our country to always be known as a country that gives life to children like these, not only saving their life from starvation, but from malnutrition that keeps them from learning as they should. Everyone in the United States watching me right now, you have a chance to make a gift. And all our Canadian, Australian friends, United Kingdom, European friends, let's all help. Would you right now go to the phone or go online and respond and make the best gift you can possibly make? Please do it. Don't turn away. Do what you can to help.
You know, I pray that if you possibly can, you'll make a $1,000 gift. Ask for the commemorative bronze, 50-year anniversary bronze called Brotherly Love. It's an older brother feeding his little brother. Any child strong enough to carry or assist their little sister or their little brother, they do it. But there again, the bowl has something in it. That's what Mission Feeding does. Help us feed as many children as possible. Thank you so much for doing it. Let me remind you again, it really means a lot to me and Betty. And by the way, Peter Pretorius, our mission overseer for all of Africa, the millions of people we've led to Christ together in lives and saved, he will be at the conference. You will hear him, hear his heart, get to meet him. And all these other great speakers, awaken now. Boy, do we need an awakening, and we need it now. Come join us in that conference, lifetoday.org. Go on there and register and come be with us. Thanks for your help in Mission Feeding. Critically important that we hear from all of you who can help.
Oh, you can't hear me cry. See my dreams all die. From where you're standing on your own, it's so quiet here, and I feel so cold. This house no longer feels like home.
Join James and Betty Robison July 18th through the 20th for the Awaken Now Conference at Gateway Church in South Lake, Texas, featuring inspiring speakers such as author and neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson, international Bible teacher and author Beth Moore, Pastor Robert Morris, author and speaker Christine King, and many more, including musical guests such as Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Register today for this once-in-a-lifetime event celebrating 50 years of ministry with James and Betty Robison. Go to lifetoday.org. Connect with Life Today through your favorite social media sites. Just go to lifetoday.org and click Connect. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.